everybody. Welcome to the official Game Stitch podcast. This is episode 636. I'm producer Gerald, and today I'm joined by Ryan Walton.
Hello.
Morning.
Hello, friends.
Sorry about last week. We had some technical difficulties last week. It was Easter, and stuff didn't work out correctly.
Yeah, we recorded a show.
Mm-hmm.
Well, kinda. Yeah. We did a show.
Yeah, it only recorded your audio, skipped me the whole time, even though it showed I was on, but nothing. And then
did half a show.
Yeah, then somewhere in the middle of it, my audio showed up. I'm like, okay, wait a minute, that's weird. And then it disappeared, and then it showed up, and then it disappeared.
It is weird.
Mm-hmm. The beard is weird, man.
Yeah. It happens.
It does.
It's happened to us before.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we're back now.
Back again.
A little hiatus, a little holiday for you guys, but we're back.
Yep. Now, I got sick. Not sick to where I couldn't work, but throat, runny nose. I'm still having a throat issue. I'm still coughing. I try not to cough in the mic.
Do you think it's just seasonal allergies?
No. There's someone at work came to work sick. And was adamant that they weren't sick, and then everyone else in the office got sick.
I can't hate on that person, even though mm-hmm. I think I should, because I'm that person.
Yeah, so she got sick, and then all other seven people in the office all got the same thing she got.
I'll come to work sick, though I know I shouldn't, mm-hmm. because I'm just like, I'll work through it. And then it took me until, I kid you not, it was probably two jobs ago when I realized that they don't tell you not to come to work when you're sick for you.
Mm-hmm.
They do it so you don't wipe out the whole office. And I just realized that like 10 years ago. Because I was always like, everybody's weak. That's why I show up when I'm sick. And I realize they don't want you there because then the whole office gets sick and everyone hates you.
Yeah. Yeah. So our boss is like, hey, we're all sick. So if you want to take a sick day, you can, but if you want to come in, because we're all sick, so it doesn't matter, you can. So we all, only one person just missed a day. Everyone else came in.
That person couldn't tough it out.
Yeah. She said she was like super, just couldn't get out of bed or anything like that.
But here's why that's hard to believe. You all had the same illness.
Mm-hmm.
So you probably could get out of it. But she, now let me ask a few follow-up questions. Is she older?
No, she's younger than you. She's probably closer to your age.
Does she suffer from any pre-existing medical conditions you know of?
Not that I know of. She's newer, so who knows?
She could have come to work. Yeah, I'm ready to make my ruling. She could have come to work.
You probably could have.
Yeah. I get it, though. Sometimes it's not that you can't. Sometimes it's that you're like, I don't want to go to work and feel like this.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't, if that's the case, if that's what it was, then I get it. Cause sometimes I feel that way.
I'm just,
but I do go, I go on in, you know,
I just feel like if I work, get hot, sweat, whatever, it just makes everything, it, I feel like I recover easier, but for some reason, this one is just taking longer.
So I want a sauna. I just want to go in there and sweat it out,
mm-hmm.
but I want an infrared sauna, not a, they sell those like portable saunas all the time now.
Yeah.
The pop-up ones, they're cool, yeah, but they're a steam sauna. And I want like a dry sauna.
Ooh, you can go to a bathhouse and you just get everyone sick and sweaty.
Yeah, I think a bathhouse would only work if it was just for like a single.
No, you have to go like to the old school where there's
yeah,
50 naked dudes running around.
Yeah, just too many people.
Mm-hmm.
Too many people. There's also something not cool about naked people you don't know.
Yeah.
Like I'm at an age where I can confidently say you don't want to just be like, you just don't want to see just random people naked.
Mm-hmm. And then see, I
see people all day and not at any point do I like, not like them to be naked. Never crosses my mind.
Where I went to the gym when I worked down in Nashville at my last job, there was always one guy just would be in the shower, come out of the shower, walk around. I'm like, dude, please don't towel up. I mean, he'd come out of the shower with his towel over his shoulder just bull on naked and just walks over to his locker and starts wiping out, just looking around, like not in the corner, just confident himself.
So I'll tell you what, that's weird too. Mm-hmm. But I used to, there's a place called the Clarksville Athletic Club where we live.
Yeah. It's still there.
And my stepdad, because he worked at Train, long story, doesn't matter. Anyways, we got discounted rates. The only reason we were able to go, but, I was a kid, I'm going to say like 13, 14, and mm-hmm. dudes would just be in the locker room, dicks out around mm-hmm. me. And I think that's super strange in a locker room that allows kids. I think it's weird.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody was like erect walking around, but still it's weird just to be like, be in there. Or like you're really comfortable being naked in front of someone else's kid.
Mm-hmm.
And I know their thoughts probably like, well, you shouldn't have brought your kid here if you didn't want to be around it. But it's also just weird. Like you shouldn't be so comfortable.
Yeah, it is.
Pervert.
There's a bunch of that.
And you know, it's mostly old dudes.
It is.
But sometimes it'd be somebody like, you know, mid 40s out there just, and you're like, nah, I don't think you're old enough.
That was that guy down in Nashville. He was mid 40s. Now, where I go to Planet Fitness, I'm in and out pretty quick and I don't really see it too much. You might see someone in their underwear, but I don't ever remember seeing anybody just balls out. It's just underwear.
That's because balls out at Planet Fitness is really saying a lot about you.
Mm-hmm.
Your balls out at a cheap gym.
Yeah.
That's a statement. I don't know. That's why I work out at home, right there. That's everything we just talked about is why I do it from the house.
Yeah. Yeah, we've been using our workout equipment we got at the house too.
How do you feel about doing it at home?
It's easier to not want to do it.
Yeah.
This is theirs. Oh, I just have to walk down the hallway and do it. And then your nerves, okay, I can get it done quicker because I'm all by myself. I can hit all the machines, do all the workouts.
What's so weird about that to me is that you say it's easier to not do it, but for me, it's easier to not get in the car, drive across town, go to a gym, go inside of it, be around other people, wait for a machine I want.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give up on that. Like, I don't even go to a gym and I almost just gave up talking about it.
I think for me, the commitment, like once I'm in there, I'm working and then I see people and you're like, oh, they're on the machine. They're on that machine. That's right. No, let me go to this one. Let me go to this one. This is tied up. I'll go over here and do this one until I hit the machine that I want.
Yeah, that doesn't work for me.
Then if you see someone, you know, well, with me, if I see someone I know and they're working out, I was like, damn, I got to work out harder too. Cause I see them over there, you know, flexing their arms or they're doing legs or they're running. It's a competition, but not really a competition.
My phone was, I guess I hit the, when I set it down, I hit the microphone button.
Uh-oh.
So it recorded everything I said. And let me tell you, if you just read this show as a transcript, it would seem like we're out of control.
Oh, of course we are. I wouldn't mind trying to get like a workout thing in there, like the Switch Fit.
Mm-hmm.
Doing something like that in the little gym. Make a little game to it.
What works for me is I'm a sucker for the streak. Like I'm a sucker to see the number go up.
Mm-hmm.
I like to, it keeps me accountable because I'm like, I don't know. Yesterday's a good example. I didn't want to work out.
Yeah.
I didn't feel like working out, but I'm like, I could do a 10 minute wait and then like a 10 minute row, 20 minutes of my day. And keep that streak alive.
Mm-hmm.
Or I could just be a lazy piece of shit and not do it. So yesterday was day 116 of working out.
Ooh, nice.
It's a lot, right? To just let mm-hmm. that streak go. It'd be, if I was 10, I'd be like, I'm just going to watch TV.
Yeah.
But like now that I've made it over the hump where I'm like, this is the longest I will ever go consecutively working out in my whole life. I feel confident.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever this ends, I'll never reach it again. So, because also I you shouldn't work out every day either.
No.
It's not good for you to work out every day, which is why I do take it easy on some days, but I do it every day because I'm just a millisecond away from quitting permanently. But it really motivates me now. Like yesterday, I did crap all day outside and I was tired and I was like, I'm not going to work out. But I'm like, I'm going to let 115 days go because I can't just go do 20 minutes more of work and then I go do it.
Yeah.
So now it's like so high that I'm like, and something will happen. I'll have like a, I know at some point I'll have like a technical issue and I'll lose that streak. And it's probably the best thing for me because then I can get on a normal routine, which I think I'm going to try to do every other day. Yeah. Or maybe hit 5 days during the week and take the weekend off or something. I'm not sure how I want to do it going forward.
Now, the streak, is that held on the Peloton or is it the rower that you're seeing?
Both.
Both have it. Okay.
So I switch back and forth between free weights and the Peloton, but they're both on Peloton system. So every other day is one or the other, but they both count.
Okay. Now, I'm not sure about this, but is it user, like, identify, like you have to click. So you log in,
you hit your profile, and then any exercise you do is tracked. So if I log into the camera one and I do weights, it counts for my daily streak. And then the next day I do the Peloton bike, it counts as my streak because it's all one. Mm. Now I do the rower every single day though. So I've done the rower every day for 116 days.
Ooh.
For a minimum of 10 minutes, sometimes longer. But I do at least a minimum of 10. The shortest course on the rower is 10 minutes. What I like about that one is I've done it so many times that I can mute it, put a podcast on, and just row my heart out.
Yeah.
If I go hard, I could probably burn 150, 160 calories in 10 minutes on the rower. If I go real hard. So I'm just, it's just cardio stuff mostly, you know, I'm just trying to stay, keep the cardio up, keep the heart rate elevated, even if it's only for, you know, 10 or 15 minutes.
Now with our friend, Marshall 205, are you sending screenshots or taking a picture? Look at this, 115 days in a row.
No,
he's a competitor. He would.
And maybe it would help him. I try to motivate him mostly by talking shit to him, making him feel bad. His problem is not working out. Like if I like challenged him to like work out, I think he would do it, but his problem is how he eats. He's like shit.
Well, he did have surgery. So, I mean, that
it's no excuse. I think he's healed. No, I don't want people out there thinking I'm heartless. He's fine now. I don't think. Yeah, if everybody had Pelotons, I could see everybody like you trying to ride further or faster. You know, I could see that. I could see it with him especially. Like he'd be like, I'll be damned.
Right.
But because we're working out different ways, he's very much like a gym. Like he wants to set
PRs
on you know, the bench and stuff like that. I mean, he said something the other day about using like an 80-pound dumbbell. I'll never use an 80-pound dumbbell in my whole life. That's I don't know if you guys lift weights. That's heavy. Like I'll use a 20, and after 5 or 6 reps, I'm like, I'm done.
Yeah.
You know, right now I work out with a 5, 10, and 15. That's my light, medium, and heavy.
Yeah, I have a 10 and 15. I just rotate between the two.
Yeah, and I think that's a good weight because I'm not trying to get, you know, swole. But so I just think that we have different priorities at the gym. So I don't necessarily think it would help unless we were on the same platform. And it wouldn't motivate me at all because I want you guys to be healthy. I don't care. Like, I mean, if you don't want to work out, you don't have to work out.
Right.
And you working out isn't going to make me work out. But I would prefer everybody not be, you know, not die in the next year and a half.
Now, is there anything in your gym that you're missing that you want to get? Something, another equipment?
I want a Peloton rower. I have the iFit one. I don't think it works well for like, I don't think the system itself works well.
Yeah.
Peloton is snappy. It feels like the high end version of whatever you're using. The weight thing I have is awesome. It's just a Connect. Yeah, I want the Peloton rower bad. I want that.
Because you have the water thing, right?
No, I don't. I like the water ones. I have the iFit.
Yeah, that's right.
Which is just like that, but not as fancy. I think Nordic actually owns iFit. You see that one? That's basically that one, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
That's the Nordic version of it, but I have the older version, which is the iFit version. Same thing, though. So it has the screen on it. It was just like the first one you pulled up. So it has the screen on it. It's just like that one, except for my flywheel cover's red. It says iFit where it says Nordic. My legs are red. But it works exactly as intended.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not... I would like to have everything on one platform. First off, I pay two fees. I pay more than a gym membership to have these things going. But also, I just think that having it all on one platform, you know, I have to add my stats together to see how long I worked out and, you know, how many calories I burned in the month and all that stuff. I just would like to have it on one platform. So if I could do that, I would like to have that.
Yeah.
The other thing is very simple and I could just order it, but I want a dumbbell stand.
Mm-hmm.
That has the weights on it. I thought the route that I wanted to go for space was the adjustable. And maybe I'm mistaken. And I just need a little one because I told you I'm not working with heavy weights. See, I bought those. Not those. Cheap versions of those.
Yeah.
But anyways, I bought those. I hadn't really ever worked out with like a platform before. So I didn't realize it was... I mean, you go from exercise to exercise on a lot of these. Like no break.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, grab your heavy, do 10 reps. You hit the end of the 10 reps. He's like, now we're jumping to mediums. Well, I've got to set it back in the base, click it over, set the other one back in the base, click it over, and then pull it up. And he's like already 2 reps in.
Yeah.
So that's not a good solution. So I don't need all the weights, but if I could find one that had like maybe a 5, 10, 15, 20, you know, something like that.
Yeah, see, I want something like this. We have a mini one. It's got like 2 pound, 3 pound, 4 pound, 5 pound.
I see a lot of those. And see, that's just a little too light.
Yeah, but my wife uses that one.
Yeah, so I would like to have, that's it. I would like a 5, 10, 15, 20. That would be perfect. I don't think I'll ever need anything heavier than that.
Mm-hmm. There you go. $40 at Walmart.
For a little A-frame, and then you just buy your weights to pop in it. Yeah, that's not a bad deal.
Yeah, see, that's too many. I don't need that.
Yeah, I'm not a professional bodybuilder. Like, again, you can tell by the weights I'm using. Like, I'm not trying to do anything fancy. I'm just trying to keep moving. Go to, type in Peloton guide. I think you would like this. I don't think you would want to pay for it. So it's basically like a Connect thing here. So you just plug it into your TV and then... you follow along with the trainers. It puts you side by side with them so you can watch your form. It also critiques your form and tells you what you're doing wrong. And then it counts your reps for you.
Oh, that's cool.
And when I ordered mine, it was $49.99. So it's not even expensive in the grand scheme of things. Now, I think you have to have, they have a membership just for it that I think is $15 a month, but I have the one, so it gives you all of them. Yeah, I got it on sale. Your thing shows 95 now. I got it on sale. But I think it's great because it doesn't matter what you're into. Like if you want to do core stuff, it may be no weights and just a mat.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to do heavy lifting, like you literally core, full body, arms, yoga, meditation, you just pick what you want and it follows along. It watches you to make sure you're doing it right. And it'll call you out. Like I'll be holding the plank and it's like your hips are too high. And I'm like, well, fuck you. I'm tired. But you know what it'll make me do is lower my hips until the little check mark turns green. Because I don't want to be doing it wrong because that seems like a waste of time too.
That's cool. I'm going to have to keep eye on this.
Yeah. They send emails out to me a lot. I'll try to watch if they do a sale on it. But I picked it up directly from Peloton. It was $49.99 when I got it.
So I've been looking at workout stuff. Mm-hmm. And someone was selling a Peloton bike for $500. I was like, man, there's no way. There's no way it's $500. There's something wrong. There's got to be something wrong with it.
No, that's about right. I see them sell for that.
Then did Tonal, Jim. Someone was selling a Tonal for $300. So I was like, well, I want to see this. Message the person. He said, oh, it's already sold. I was like, damn it.
I'm definitely interested in the Tonal.
Yeah, me too, because I just put it up on the wall.
The mirror is cool too.
Mm-hmm.
But the mirror is now part of Lululemon. And also Peloton and Lululemon are tied together somehow too. The tunnel's cool. The tunnel's LeBron, right?
Maybe. He can
do
the
commercials. Yeah.
Yeah, he might.
Yeah. The tunnel's cool.
Mm-hmm.
He has those goofy-ass arms that stick up, though, all the time.
Yeah, which I don't really care about the arms, but...
Yeah, but it just looks like a whole... So part of what I like, the guide... Now, I don't have resistance, man. Yeah, there's LeBron getting shredded on one.
Mm-hmm.
You think LeBron uses that thing?
Oh.
Yeah, me either. The guide is nice because you just sit, it clips on top of a TV and it's out of the way.
Oh yeah, for the Peloton guide. Yeah.
But you don't have like all this options.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to get everything on one platform. So to answer your really simple question that you asked earlier, it's not called that anymore. It's called the Studio. Yeah, the mirror got bought out and they changed the name. So if you type in Lululemon Studio or Studio, I think you have to type in Lululemon because the name's horrible now.
There it is, Lululemon Studio Mirror.
Okay, so they kept part of the name, Studio Mirror. It's $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that one actually tracks you as much as you just follow along with it, and because it's semi-transparent, you can see yourself.
Yeah.
It's cool. Again, footprint, though, it takes up more space. But that one, I think, has Peloton classes. The reason Lululemon to stop selling mirror device.
Oh, it's a team's up with Peloton.
Yeah, so they still are making a thing, and they offer classes.
Yeah, Peloton classes.
Okay, so you still buy the mirror, but you take Peloton classes on it.
Yeah.
And at that point, you just buy the camera. Even off sale, the camera's $100.
Mm-hmm.
And it's way less of a footprint, and you don't need the mirror.
This one, he's got his mounted on the wall.
It looks good on the wall.
Yeah.
That floor model that she has is like in the way. That I could deal with. Yeah, she has it on like a floor stand, and it also has no back. It's like it's just leaned up against the wall. I can't explain how quickly I would knock that other one over.
Yeah.
That one's cool. The technology is cool. How like she can see herself, but also you can see the image.
Mm-hmm. And you the can technology. Use it as a regular mirror too, as yeah. well. So if you're not yeah. using that, you can just go over dumbbell wise and just flex it up. So I'm probably going to get a game like the Fit and a little Switch Fit or something.
Yeah.
Get a second docking station. I can just dock it, my Switch in there, and just play that. I want something else to use in there.
The Ring Fit Adventure. What's that thing called? No, it's called. Yeah, Ring Fit Adventure.
Yeah.
I have that thing and gives you a little ab workout.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, we'll see what happens. You can never know. I'll forget about it or something like that. And
yeah, probably by the end of the show. Speaking of which, we'll jump into this
because
mm-hmm. It's definitely not a fitness show, and we're definitely not two guys that should be talking about fitness. I played Split Fiction, so we got back into that.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing to report. The game's funny. It's charming. The gameplay's good. I enjoy it. I want to see it through. I think we kind of have talked about a system to get us where we're playing a little more variety.
Oh, did you see that they announced a movie for this?
No.
Yeah, there's in a movie. And Sydney Sweeney is tagged to be one of the characters.
It seems like it should be a movie, but I'll tell you what it'll be. It'll be heavily CG,
mm-hmm.
and it probably won't be very good. The story's fun, and it could be a good movie, but it has to be so CG heavy that I think it probably won't translate. But anyways, we played that. We played Party Animals, and then we got back into Rocket League.
Uh-oh.
Because Rocket League put the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle van up.
Yeah,
and I always said I was going to have it. And I'll tell you, it's too expensive. You shouldn't buy it. You shouldn't support this kind of price gouging, but I did. And I don't condone it, and I think it sends the wrong message. But mm-hmm. what do you do if you want it?
Right.
I wanted it. I'm not even going to drive it. It's not my daily driver, but I love it. It looks awesome. They do have free challenges up right now that if you like turtles, you can do, and you can unlock all the stuff. The only thing you don't get is the van. But you can get like the topper and everything, all that stuff you see there. The sewer cover that has all of them in it, the different banners and everything. You can get all that through playing. Pizza box decal. It also has another decal. The graffiti decal. Turtle,
yeah.
Yeah, that one there. And then it has a custom, which lets you actually decorate a custom vehicle, which you don't always get to do.
So if you listen to us, it ends May 1st.
And just to set your expectations, it's $25 for that van.
Ooh, you bought it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's way too expensive. But I'll tell you what it did. For $25, I have to play the game at least a while.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've spent money on it. So we've been playing, you know, I think we've been playing kind of Party Animals in this on the same nights. We talked about maybe doing, you know, Party Animals a night, Rocket League a night, and then a story game a night, maybe a VR game a night, and then back to Party Animals and Rocket League, and just keeping some variety going.
Yeah.
I think it'll help us. But Rocket League's been fun. I've enjoyed going back.
Has the gameplay changed? Like the players, are they better or worse?
I mean, you know, it ranked us right where we were to start with. I mean, it put us right back in the same rank, basically. And I'd say the players are, for us not to have not played a while, I mean, we're holding our own where we've always been. But it's mm-hmm. it's also disheartening because we just never get any higher than that. It's like we hit a level and we just are there even when we don't play. We're there when we do play. I will say some of the things that cost us, I think we're trying to work on right now so that we can grow a little bit. But we'll see. We'll see how long we stick with it.
And so it's just you two and Patman join?
No, he's been too busy not playing with us to play with us. So no Patman. That's all I played. I don't have much to report because those are all games that I've played previously and talked about previously.
Yeah, I did my normal. I did Fall 76 on Tuesday, and I played a little bit on Wednesday as well because to finish up the season, the weekly challenge. I played a little bit more of the Police Simulator game. It's a long, it takes a while. It's a grind. That's going to be a grinding game if I want to continue playing it. Play a little more of Hogwarts Legacy. Still not feeling the game. It looks great. Just not, the cutscenes are like what kills it because I just go through the cutscenes. I don't know anything on it and like the nostalgia of Hogwarts. Like, oh, walk over here, talk to this person, walk over here, talk to a person. And there's like a 15 minute cutscene. It's not really 15 minutes, but that's how it seems like.
Yeah, you keep saying that, but I don't remember any of the cutscenes being long. So I think it's just because you don't have a connection with them.
Yeah.
They're like 10 seconds in, it feels like an hour to you.
Yeah, so.
Are you going to stick with it? Also, you hated Police Simulator and you're still playing it.
I just want to give it a try. And then I started Star Wars Outlaws. And I'll probably end up just playing that one mainly just to beat that one. Not Outlaws.
Survivor?
Yeah, Survivor. I was thinking about Outlaws. Yeah, playing Survivor. I still have Last of Us on there. I started it and then stopped it because we had to do something. I forgot what we were doing, wife and I.
I think that's
all I played.
Blueprints will be the next thing I play.
Mm-hmm.
I downloaded it, but I haven't played it. It's Blueprints. Yeah,
it looks good. I mean, it's interesting.
Yeah, people really, really like it, and it seems like my kind of game.
The challenging of the rooms changing and
you have to like figure out how to, yeah, you lay it out in a way you're trying to guess how it gets laid out so that you can get to the secret room at the end.
Mm-hmm.
But it's apparently like really challenging.
Yeah. I see people, there's an app you can use. I guess you can download to like click on the room and try to add it and figure out it'll help you out.
I want to play through it blind at least the first time just to see how I do. And then if I really enjoyed it, I would consider, I think using a guide ruins the game. But I would do a full playthrough, and then I would consider using a guide for the second playthrough, or maybe I won't want to. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I do want to play it. It's on my list. It's actually on my console, so.
Well, let's get into some news then. All right, there was a PlayStation 5 update, a system update that basically dealt with audio focus to turn on audio stuff to make it clear. But they bring back the, also in the update, the background console, classic console UI customization. So you can do a lot of the old school backgrounds. Now, people were wanting it. So they decided to go ahead and do this on this last update. I didn't change mine at all. I looked through a couple of them, but nothing really changed. I still want to keep what I have.
Yeah, I just don't ever mess with it, so I'll leave that at whatever it is.
Next, the Indiana Jones game for PlayStation 5 is reported it's selling faster on a PlayStation 5 or on PlayStation than it did on Xbox and Steam.
I believe that.
Next little one.
People really like that game, and I think it had the benefit of it coming out on other places and people knowing it's good.
And then a couple games coming out this week with Indiana Jones, but from Xbox, also Forza Horizon 5 is also coming out. There's a few other games on here coming out, but I think Forza Horizon 5 is the big one.
What about My Vet Practice in the Zoo or Subway Sim 2? My Vet Life is for sure a free trophy game. Also, I haven't been on the show.
Switch game.
Or I missed a show and then or our show didn't get done, or I just forgot to bring it up. But you bought that B game.
Yes, yes.
And I'm disappointed in you.
No, so you didn't hear what happened, right?
I don't know what happened.
Okay. So when we're on here, you know, I pulled it up, looked at it.
Yeah.
Added to my cart, then you're saying, oh no, it's just one of these one of the ones. So I left it in there, but then I was downloading all these other free stuff for the games I normally play. And I didn't realize it was all the way down at the bottom because I just kept on loading my cart up. And I went to, okay, then purchase it all. And then I saw there's like two charges. I was like, what the hell did I buy? I said, I know I bought the one thing for Star Trek Online, but what was this other one? And saw the B-Sim game on there. I was like, shit.
You got that platinum though.
Sure enough, went on, did it. I said, you know what? I got it. Let me go ahead and get it.
Yeah, you weren't so upset about it that you didn't go get that platinum.
Mm-hmm.
PS4 and PS5?
No, I only did one.
Oh, yeah, you can get them both.
Well, don't tell me. I'm going to have to go back and get that platinum again then.
Yeah, you can get them both.
Would you say Subway Sim?
Yeah. Subway Sim 2. That looks good to me. That looks like a good, boring time.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like the Train World Sim that I played.
You run people over, not stop on time.
I don't think so. I don't think they want that. Yeah. What is Cato Buttered Cat?
You saw cat and it's a puzzle platformer, it says.
It's a cat with a piece of butter on its head.
Mm-hmm.
Was no images of the game, so.
Yeah.
What else you got?
All right, Oblivion came out, and the remastered version of it, and it said tops 4 million players just in a few days.
This is one of those like worst kept secrets, but it did drop the day they announced it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to play this. I'm excited for the people who love this, who want to play this.
Yeah. Yeah, it came out April 22nd.
It was one of those videos where he's like, and it's available now.
Right. Devolver will be currently is going to basically work on their existing IPs instead of trying to go into bringing up new. And Devolver makes one of Ryan's favorite games, Cult of the Lamb.
You know, as a publisher, Devolver has just cranked games out. I mean, that has been their MO, is like new, interesting. Maybe games that don't have a home anywhere else. But I think mm-hmm. at some point you do have to slow down a little bit because there are a lot of games. Lifetime, there's $90 million in sales. Cult of the Lamb, Astroneer has $80 million.
Have you even played that? Do you know, even know what that is?
Astroneer?
Yeah.
Yeah, I started it on Xbox. It's a game you would like.
Okay.
I don't understand. Oh, it's because you're on Push Square. If you just search for Astroneer, there's a ton of stuff. It's a crafting survival game.
Oh, gotcha.
You're like an astronaut on Mars. Or a planet. I don't know why I said Mars. Cool art style, fun. But if you'll click back on that article.
Oh, yep.
Yeah, so they also have Serious Sam, Gungeon, Enter the Gungeon, Shadow Warrior, Hotline Miami. I mean, they have a amazing catalog that they've published. There's no reason not to work with these developers to figure out what's next.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't blame them. I hope they don't stop cranking out new things, but I hope that they slow down a little bit to focus on some of these. Cult of the Lamb has to come back.
Yeah, it says here they have some games called Baby Steps,
yeah,
that A game Story, looks cool. And Possessors. They're working on it as well. But they're going to concentrate on their current.
Baby Steps is that weird, we looked at it before, like grown baby walking simulator thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, some Xbox news. Xbox accidentally listed a game for $500 on the Xbox Microsoft Store. The game, it was Golf Up, and people were like, what the heck? For $499 on the store, they fixed it, and it's actually only $699 in America.
What a weird error. I thought you were going to say it was $499, like they just missed a decimal. Mm-hmm. It's not even the right price.
Yeah. Also, one game back in the day, Panzer Dragon or Dragoon Orta, it says on here, was listed for $2,699.90 in New Zealand.
Yeah, I don't know how their money translates, but that seems like a conversion rate that's not good.
Someone just had a bad keyboard when they're typing that stuff in.
Now, what if? So we were talking about that B game where you spend 49 cents or whatever and you get a platinum.
Yeah.
What if we went the other way and it was $500 instant platinum, but you're just, it's a measuring contest, right? To have that platinum, you had to have spent $500.
Yeah.
Do you think people would do it just to prove they could?
Certain people. Yeah, for sure.
Like, do we just have a good idea? Do we make a super expensive, really easy game that's called like Money Bags, Elite Status, and it's crazy expensive.
And all you gotta do is just start the game in a platinum. It just rolls.
Well, I mean,
platinum.
It's just like the B game. It disguises it behind,
mm-hmm.
Behind a game, but a real simple game that anybody could develop.
Oh yeah, you never know.
And we charge out the ass. I wonder if there's a limit on what you can charge. You would get articles written about you if you sold a $500 game that was a 4-minute platinum. You would get articles written about you
for sure.
From all these places that are like, this is absurd. But then it's like, let's see how many people are getting it. And then you'd have streamers who would get it.
Mm-hmm.
Streamers would want to get it.
The platinum trophy hunters that have to have all the platinums that would get it.
Well, we talked about it, so it's our idea.
Right. All right, next one. Xbox had a little article come out saying the digital-only Xbox Series X and S consoles have accounted for 75% of overall sales so far in 2025.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. I mean, I think people have really, other than collectors and a few holdouts and people that don't have good internet, I think most people have pretty well adapted to.
Also, it's cheaper. So if the parents are getting the kids a cheaper version, the cheaper one of it, it's, you don't need a disc, and it saves up space, it saves up room, instead of having a shelf full of discs.
Kids don't have to take care of the disc. You don't have to put a bookshelf in there to hold it. I mean, there's a lot of reasons that it would be appealing to a parent.
Yep. And on here it says PlayStation 5 has 50% is on their hardware. I mean, digital. It's a little difference on that.
I assume that's because of I assume that's tied to more collector's editions.
Yeah.
And more of a existing physical library.
Right, because you go into a GameStop or a Walmart or something, the PlayStation 5 section is just a little bit more beefed up with games compared to Xbox. All right, so there's a game called Claire Obscure Expedition 33 that's come out, and apparently they're looking at this as being one of the games of the year type thing, and you know, it's going to be nominated for a bunch of awards. They have a custom Xbox Series X bundle you can win. Little competition. It's only one. Controller looks neat. It's got like flowers or something on it, and
it's like cherry blossoms or something on there.
That's like dyed.
It is cool. The name is horrible for this game, but apparently the game is amazing.
There's going to be someone's going to get a one off of this this console.
I like how open Xbox is to doing fun consoles.
Yep. All right. Some Nintendo news. Bloomberg has come out and saying that they're expecting the Switch 2 to be the biggest selling console launch in history.
It very well may be. And part of that's going to be the looming tariffs that have people scared, and it will bully people into buying the system.
Yeah. They're saying that the PlayStation had the best with 4.5 million units, and they're expecting the Switch to have 6 to 8 million people. On that note, Japan, they had 2.2 million people apply for the lottery to get it day one, but they're not going to be able to fulfill all those. That's just Japan. So you imagine Japan and America, Canada, Mexico, Europe, all those other countries. I could see it grossing over 5 million.
Well, I tried to pre-order, and so did friend of the show, Patman, and it was a no-go. Now, I've said before, it was okay if I didn't get one.
Yeah.
I will get one. There's an ad for CC's Tots and Bacon Pizza on the top of that page that I felt obligated to call out. It didn't look good, but I felt obligated to call it out.
Right. All right.
Same kind of thing. They're not going to have enough Switch 2s.
Yeah, there was something on it. Yeah, so the pre-orders for Canada and U.S. hit on the 24th, but there's no official stats or anything on that. With that being said, eBay's already has Switch 2s on there. Not as more expensive as I thought it was, anywhere from $650 to $800.
And I say this every time a console comes out, don't buy these. If you don't buy these, they can't do this.
Yes.
And if you don't buy these, the prices will come back down to earth. I'm not saying a scalper shouldn't make $50 or $60, but a scalper shouldn't make $500.
Right.
So don't buy these extremely overpriced Switches. More Switches will come.
Yes. They're not going to not go away. All right. With the Nintendo Switch 2. GameStop has had an issue with their ordering system where bots were buying and people were logging in multiple times to buy multiple units. So they've gone in and tried to fix that and delete those and let people know to keep on trying as they come up on there. It says on here, Nintendo Switch 2 pre-orders have sold out online. We'll continue to squash bots and duplicate orders to reopen inventory.
I hate that people that want them can't get them.
Yeah.
I'm okay to wait. There'll be a time where I'm not okay to wait, but I'm okay to wait right now. Now, having said that, if I walk in the store on like day one and they have them, I'll get one.
Yeah.
But I'm also okay to not have one. I would love to wait until a Party Animals comes out and see if they make a system for it.
Yeah, same. I would like to
not get a Party Animals, Animal Crossing. Animal Crossing. Drinking.
Yeah. All right. Madden has announced Madden NFL 26 is coming to the Switch. It'll be the first time in since 2013 that'll be a Madden's coming to Switch.
Yeah, it makes sense that the Switch 2 is going to be powerful enough to run these things, at least for now. Mm-hmm. Everything coming on this generation, I think, will work over there.
Yeah. All right. Now there were some, I said something about it before, the Switch 2 GameCube controller will not be compatible with other games. Nintendo said it will be compatible, but you could have some issues playing certain games, which is a good thing. So gives it some hope if they want to sell that.
Yeah.
Now the Pro controller for the 2 apparently is going to come with the same exact battery life as the its predecessor, which is to me not it's not okay. It should be better, but it's just a, what 7-8 year dip. The technology 7-8 years should have got better.
You have a Pro controller?
No, I do not.
I've never ran a dead. And there have been moments where I did play the Switch a long time, especially with Zelda. I've never ran it dead. So I understand what you're saying as technology gets better, but batteries are something Nintendo knows.
Yeah.
Nintendo stretches batteries further than anyone else. So I think it's fine. I've never ran it dead.
Yeah. So now it does charge faster. It says it only takes 3 hours to charge compared to 6.
And it that's has 40 hours of battery life. If you psychopaths are playing for 4 hours without a 3 hour break, your controller should be dead and you might be too.
Well, I mean, you would charge up once a week. I mean, on 40 hours.
Yeah. Like I said, I've never ran it dead. I played Zelda for 110 hours and never ran it dead. 40 hours, you psychopath. That's too long. Take a break. Go outside. Listen to your Switch. It tells you. Open a window.
Now, what do you think of the color scheme where it's not all black now? It's got this grayish.
I think they had to find a way to make it different. I don't know that that's necessarily what I would have done, but I don't hate it.
Mm-hmm. All right, next one. There's a Hori, H-O-R-I, has a Switch 2 camera that plugs on top of the Switch itself.
There's just like a lot of people invested in these cameras. I don't know how often you're going to use them. Did you feel the need to spell that because people thought you said whore?
Yeah.
Like Hori, yeah.
Yeah.
Like a slutty camera. Like a Hori.
All right, some Lego news come out. I know your guys' favorite part. They've announced the Disney Pixar lamp, which we talked about before. 21357 is 613 pieces. It comes out in June for $70. This is what they're rendering, that what they think is going to more look like. It does come out.
That is the fan version, though.
Yeah.
So it will be slightly different.
Then the prize machine, which I'm really interested in this one, it's 21358, 1,343 pieces, $150. It's like basically a gumball machine with toys inside.
I see this called different things. I see it like minifigure machine, prize machine, bubblegum machine. The thing is, it has to hold a minifigure.
It does. It's going to, they said down here, it's going to have this blue, there's this like, or teal, a spaceman, this brown, tannish spaceman, a shield, and I'll have a couple others. They're saying at least 8.
As long as it holds minifigures, then I'm 100% down.
Yeah. They have announced these two minifigures for sure in it, and then the shield.
Why are they putting space guys in it?
I don't know.
I mean, one space guy is fine, but switch it up because it's not like a space.
Mm-hmm.
Also, they have to sell the ball separately.
I think it should have it come with 8, but then you could buy balls to put in there.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It should come with whatever, all the different things that comes with it. So accessories and things, but you should be able to fill it up, like buy different ball packs.
Yep.
So that you can put more in there.
So this one, the little mock-up they have here, I like the hot dog guy.
Those are just minifigures, though, because I have the guy on the right. Those are release series.
The police.
Yeah, with the little toy.
Yeah, that he's super expensive.
Oh, I have him in the room.
Yeah, he's rare.
Yeah.
He's one of those ones like you might get him in the box, you might not.
I'll tell you what's so good about him is he's from like series, like, I don't know, like before series 10.
Yeah.
What's so good about him is he's probably one that I got and was like, shit. Like, he's for sure not someone I would have been excited about in the moment.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Because, I mean, look at him compared to like the others. He's not exciting.
Yeah.
He actually looks old school.
That's why they won, because he's based off the that original police car.
So I probably would have been bummed out when I got him.
Yeah, I tried to get him when I was doing my thing. All right, and then next one is the this 21359 the Italian Riviera set. It's going to be $300. This is a fan made one. This kid right here made it, and here's his version on. His name is Alex Saley. He designed it, and his design version is different than what the picture showing it might be. So we'll see what they actually do. There's a several different versions of what he came out and said. As this one, it has another side to it and more water around it compared to the.
I think it's a beautiful set. I think it looks great. They have said that it's not to scale with the modular houses.
Yeah.
Or the city stuff, like the modular stuff. So it's a little disappointing. I think I would have liked to have seen them take the time to get everything in scale.
Yeah, so this is.
I don't know what that means, because it seems fine.
Maybe it's too. I mean, for $300.
It's expensive as shit.
Yeah. So I probably will get the picture art lamp. Just to have the picture, and I will for sure get the prize machine of those two. All right.
Those are the two I plan on getting.
The next one, this Lego art, Keith Haring, Dancing Figures, for $119. It's 1,773 pieces. Honestly, I think it's way overpriced, and I do not like it.
It's very iconic. I mean, that's an iconic piece of art. It's not for me. It can go on a desk or on a wall, though, which I think is cool.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like it's supposed to look. It's not for me.
Yeah.
People seem to be excited about it, but it doesn't do anything for me. But I'm also not. That's not for me.
Next one, they announced some Fortnite sets. The big mecha team leader. And apparently this one's gone crazy.
He just like slid right past big, but it's big.
Yeah.
Like they show it next to a minifigure. It's big.
Yeah. It's about the size of the Optimus Prime Voltron. Voltron's massive. It's basically based off the Voltron with the pieces. They have a Peelies and spark plugs camp set for $22.
So you're going to go through all these, but I'm going to stop you here and say that this is the best set on the new Fortnite stuff. Because it is cheap and it comes with the crafting bench, which is awesome, but it also comes with the loot llama and Peely.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can get what'll look good on a shelf. Like those three things together on a shelf would look awesome. And it's $22.
And what they're gonna do this time, if you buy these sets, you can get the option to get the in-game character. So you can get his costume.
Yeah, who is that? Sparkplug or whatever his name is?
Yeah.
I don't know. People that play Fortnite are probably upset because I don't know what that guy's name is.
Or her name.
Anyways, that's cool. Oh, is that a lady?
I think so. Maybe. I mean, the hair is and the face. She's got eyelashes.
He had a mullet because he doesn't have any boobs. Nintendo puts the boob line in.
Yep. And then Duraburger's restaurant is also coming. $64.99. A bunch of minifigures in this one also. With a custom burger outfit.
The Durburger costume's cool. I will say calling that a restaurant is a bit of a stretch. It is a front.
Yeah, it's the open back.
I've already seen people saying that they're going to order the bricks and turn that into the real full restaurant.
Next one is the Colombo. $109 for 1,084 pieces, which is right. It comes with two minifigures, the banana peel guy, and then some skeleton king. I think that's a little bit overpriced, in my opinion. But
I think it's overpriced also. Colombo is in Lego Fortnite Odyssey.
Yeah.
It's fine. I think it's expensive.
Yeah, $80 I would say would be the price range. And then there's the Mecha Leader for $250, 2,503 pieces, which is about right. a piece per dollar. It is massive. This will be on my wish list to get. Of all the sets, this will be the one I will try to get. Just to go along with the other Transformer ones and Voltron, I think it'd be pretty cool to see sitting up there with them.
I like it. I'm not going to get it, but I like it.
There's some stuff you might like. They announced the Lego Art Una Collection Tiger with some flowers. It's set 31217.
Unfortunately, I don't like it. I want to like it.
Mm-hmm.
You can hang it on a wall.
Yeah, it's just flat.
Yeah, I don't love it the way that I thought I would.
Right, next one, Botanicals. Japanese Red Maple Bonsai Tree, set 10348, and Happy Plants 10349.
These are just immediate take my monies. The Japanese bonsai, the Japanese maple bonsai is beautiful. And those happy plants are mm-hmm. the most adorable botanical set they've ever made.
Yeah, and you can switch the plants around too. So if you want the one to have the other, like the hair.
Those are going to be a big hit. I bet those sell insanely well.
Yeah.
They're adorable. They're $22.99. I bet they fly off the shelf. I bet they're impossible to find on launch day.
For sure.
I think those are absolutely super adorable. And that is, to me, this is like a perfect drop for the botanicals because you have a serious set and then you have a playful set and mm-hmm. the price points on both of them are good.
Yeah.
The Japanese maple is going to look awesome next to the original bonsai.
Yeah, the happy plants are only $22.99.
Yeah, $22.99.
I see people buying multiple of them and trying different things with them.
I'm thinking about buying multiples of them, one for the office and one for the house. I think they're awesome. I love them. They're going to be tiny. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, it's a little misleading because they show them next to the Japanese maple bonsai. Yeah. And they're bigger than it. They're going to be tiny, but I'm jazzed up about both of those. You can buy both of those sets for under $100.
Yeah, some people were saying that they're hoping that the bonsai tree, when it does come out, it has different flowers you can use besides just what's on there. Just because how the other one was the green and the pink.
Yeah.
Like, can you do something else with this? Will it be this and then the green one? But according to when you look at the pictures, they don't show anything like that.
I don't think they will. I will buy both of these, though.
I do like the happy plant. And that's the... Next is the last one. It's just a visual book. A Lego Minecraft Visual Dictionary is coming out with an exclusive minifigure, Markina, from the movie. This is going to be a hot sell. A lot of places have already selling out on this because of the minifigure.
A lot of people don't. Minifigure.
Yeah, the people don't realize that those books have come with an exclusive minifigure, and those books will end up selling for like $22, $24, and turns around that you can find them for like less than $50. Just the minifigure itself.
Yeah. I don't care about the book, but while you were talking, there was a moment where I was like, should I see if I can get that just for the minifigure?
The book, they did show a new set in here that, it's not showing on the pages here, but there's a new set that's going to be coming out. It's like a mine inside a mine, where the creature's at, where we kept on getting killed.
Yeah.
The fortress type thing. There's like a big sword inside that little mine.
So for those that can't see it, it looks like it is a complete walkthrough of everything Minecraft, but they use all the Lego sets and minifigures to depict the different things.
Yeah.
So it is part Minecraft, part Lego, and all Lego Minecraft, but it looks like they're just using everything there to depict the different mm-hmm. visual representations.
Which is cool.
Yeah, it's fun.
I am a book fan, but I only get the Star Wars one, but I'll probably will try to pick this up. Well, that's all I had for today.
That's all I have too.
As usual, if you'd like to support us, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. Contact us on our socials at @game_stitch, at Hell F and Show. That was episode 636. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Goodbye, everybody.
Good night.